it. I don't even care about waiting anymore. And this is why, you know, I did something really nice for today. I don't even think she knows yet, but I'm gonna... Did you put the code in on your Xbox yet?
I forgot to ask you when you were over. I was too busy kissing you.
You don't know how to put the code in your Xbox?
So, wait. What kind of code is it?
It's a coupon coder to, like, unlock something on her Xbox One. I was invited to the Elder Scrolls Online beta.
Interesting.
For the Xbox One. I don't have an Xbox
Joey,
One.
Joey, move your microphone.
Oh, ow! My ear! Holy shit, that hurt.
I'm sorry.
Ow.
That kind of hurt, too.
Yeah,
hurt my
damn.
Ear. You're the best, Joey.
Ow. So, I was going to give it to you, but then I was like, but Nikki talks about Skyrim a lot, and then I figured give it to her. So, but if I get another one,
yeah,
I will send it your way.
What might actually happen is that I will use it and Nikki will jump on with me because she'll probably play it twice. I'll probably play it like 10 times.
Yeah, I would disagree with that.
But yeah, what I typically do is when I get a code, like an online code to download something, I will copy it, paste it into my barcode making app.
See,
and then say Xbox scan a code and just put my phone
I
up.
I was wondering if you could do that, because I was actually really surprised that the email didn't have a QR code that I got from them. And I also had figured you probably also signed up for the Elder Scrolls Online beta. So
I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocks me. I feel like you sign up for everything. In fact, I think the only reason... No, that wouldn't have made sense. I was going to say, I thought the only reason I signed up for Echo was because you did, but I got invited before you did, which I don't think would have happened.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. When's the beta come out?
Is it already out? I think it's already out.
It's out today.
I think the code was for a download.
Yeah.
Did it come out today?
I think so.
Does that mean I was in the first batch of...
Most likely.
That's the first time I've ever been in the first batch of a beta. It sucks that I don't have an Xbox One.
I was in the first batch of a Project Spark beta.
Mm. Do you have Project Spark?
Yes. I have it on the PC and on the
Xbox.
Oh,
wait. It's on the PC?
Yes.
How much?
It's free.
Fuck yeah.
Project Spark is free all around. But the thing is, if you want to buy content packs, like the, what's that one? Conquer?
Command & Conquer?
What's that Bad Fur Day?
Bad for a day?
Something's bad for a day. It's a squirrel.
Bad for a day.
Conker's Bad for a Day? It's a PlayStation game?
I don't know. I never played a lot of PlayStation games.
Okay,
I played three games on the PlayStation, and it was Spyro and some building wrecking game.
Well, it was very similar to a Spyro engine, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, it was one of those things, and Conker's getting a new game coming out. Conker.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a squirrel. Anyways, so you get that content pack and you can basically make your own games. Imagine it like a Forge.
Yeah, we've talked about it before, but I just didn't realize that it was free and also on PC.
Yeah.
It smells like feet in here.
Well, I've been wearing shoes without socks all day.
I've been wearing socks. Actually, I just put the socks on. I've been wearing the socks for a while.
It's probably my feet.
You guys should be smelling Cinnabon right now.
I do.
I do smell it. I was like, ooh.
Does it make you hungry?
Joey, yeah. I'm always hungry.
That's true.
Can I finish my chips?
No.
Oh, the bag is so loud.
I'm hungry.
Nikki, you're always hungry.
Have like I shown you that vine of the chick? She like walks in. She's like got her lip curled up. She's like, no. I'm hungry. And she starts yelling.
So you every podcast?
Yes. Her all the time.
I am really hungry though.
So did y'all hear about that convicted murderer, Nico Jenkins?
Was it the football player?
No.
Oh.
So some guy murdered people, and he got thrown in prison for it.
Good. That's
and
good.
He was going to get the death penalty. And while he's on, I guess that's what death row is.
Death row, yeah.
So while he's in death row, he's in prison, and he stood in front of a mirror and carved 666 into his forehead to seem like, you know, he's really cool and stuff, and you know.
Yeah, because nothing screams cool
did
like 666.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, he was looking at a mirror and he carved it in backwards.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Phenomenal.
So he's essentially got upside down nines on his forehead.
That's beautiful.
And
that man died a hero.
And he's not dead yet. In fact, his lawyer is using it to his advantage, and saying like he's obviously mentally unstable. He's not fit for the death penalty.
Who cares?
Interesting.
Well, that's like a thing, you know, if yeah.
Yeah, but what if the psychotic break came after it only came because he was put on death row?
Yeah.
That would be my counter argument.
Interesting.
But that's fucking fantastic. If he dies, that man will die a hero.
like the only time he would be scary is if he's sitting in the backseat of someone's car and they happen to look in the rearview mirror.
Dude, that's totally gonna be a horror movie next year. Like,
yeah, but when you turn around, oh my god, oh, you would never mind.
It's backwards. No, you just, you would kill them before they turned around.
So it's like awkwardly curved lowercase d's.
Yeah.
D-D-D.
D-D-D.
Oh, D-D-D. God. I immediately regretted it as soon as I said that.
D-D-D-D.
He wants the triple D?
Oh, man.
That's weird. That's concerning. Why do they have, like, boob sizes, but they don't have penis sizes?
Because.
You don't need a cup for your penis. You all measure them
anyways.
I've never measured my penis.
I've never measured my penis. I've only gotten feedback.
I haven't gotten feedback either, You've but whatever. You've gotten
feedback?
Yes. From
I'll kill a bitch.
From males, actually.
Okay! Okay!
I've, you know...
I didn't need to know that.
I've been pantsed in the past, and they're like, oh my god.
That's not something normal people Well, so talk
I was in
about.
Daytona this weekend, well, and I had a great time in Daytona.
I had to say that because you got so offended at my feedback. Would you rather me say, oh yeah, all these chicks are like, oh my god, Austin.
Oh my god, I haven't seen a chunk of dick. Oh my god.
I didn't say that. You said that, but now it's on record.
Austin's female voice was so perfect.
I don't tell you, oh yeah, this guy told me I have like gigantic breasticles.
I thought she was going to say vagina. I've got this gigantic gaping hole.
Wow, I never heard anybody say that in a positive way before. This is a truly new experience for me.
An insulting thing to hear is, ooh, girl, is it in yet?
You got a giant vagina.
Another thing to say is, I don't know.
I can't tell.
Man. Speaking of offensive things, a while back they made an RPG, a 16-bit RPG of the Columbine Massacre.
That's great.
Oh my god.
It's called Super Columbine Massacre. It's an RPG, 16-bit, and you run around, it's top-down view, and, like, you blow up computers and shoot people. And, like, you could get, I forgot what band, but, like, one of those gothy-type bands. Like, you pick up a CD and you get, like, +2 angst and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag angsty teenager.
And what's so offensive about it.
That's such a one-way ticket to hell.
What's so offensive about it is that in, like, cutscenes, you know, like, 16-bit RPG-type games will have, like, cutscenes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they show images from the media as post-
Wow.
Yeah, like the post Columbine Massacre.
So like, okay, so like it's an RPG, so you're like building up points as you go along. How do you build up the points? So you picked up like records, and do you get points for killing people?
I'm sure.
Like more aggressive? How many people died in Columbine?
Enough.
I want to say like 20?
No, because I remember the Virginia Tech was like the worst massacre, and I think that was 17. And all I was thinking is how bad of a shot do you have to be to only kill 17 people? I mean, and that's, like, a really dark thing to think. But, like, I played enough video games, I think, like, 17 is a really low number.
That's true. I mean, my handgun has an 18-round magazine.
And so I assume both of them used more. The other guy I know had, like, 2 or 3 guns. So assuming he used one clip and then threw the gun. Yeah, and you stick in one classroom, there's, like, 30 people in a classroom.
And one of them had a shotgun.
I was talking about Virginia Tech, but yeah, oh, okay. Columbine. Yeah, one of them had a shotgun. I mean, how do you miss with a shotgun?
Yeah, there's
two of them. Yeah. There are 2 of them.
30 people? Their average KD is
+6. Like, what is that? What?
Did you just say 30 people in a college classroom?
In the smaller classrooms.
That's way, way, way underestimating.
I was in a class that had like 8.
Yeah, I mean, they had smaller I was too. Ones.
13 people.
It was called HCC.
13 people in Columbine High School, April 20th, 1999. I forgot it was on 420.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Was that before? No, 420's been a big thing forever.
Yeah.
Interesting. So wow, that was like just happened then.
Yeah.
Or well, anniversary-wise, just happened.
16 years ago.
I saw something about that, and I was wondering, like, why would you make a post about Columbine?
Same day. Yeah, should make it clear, we have no intentions of shooting up schools. We're not mentally unstable like
that. Yeah, 12 students and one teacher.
We do not condone it either.
Yeah, we're not about shooting up schools. Not our thing.
Yeah, 12 students and one teacher. I mean, that's not even a classroom. Not saying that's like a standard, but...
Yeah, oh yeah.
God.
Especially back then, you had big classrooms back then in high school.
Yeah. Oh. We're not even...
Wait, Columbine was a high school?
System.
Yeah.
Right, Columbine was a high school.
I thought it was a college, too.
Yeah, no, now that I'm like saying that, I remember it was a high school, but...
Yeah,
Virginia Tech was a college.
It's like Columbine's in the middle of BFE, too. It's like in one of those farming states.
I remember, what was the kid recently who was like a real like narcissist? And he like made all these YouTube videos. And I had actually seen Colorado. The video. on Reddit, like, before he went and killed his roommates.
Oh, no.
Like, I was, like, weird to see it all happen in that order.
And that happens on 4chan quite often. Like, someone's like, actually, the Virginia Tech Massacre was on 4chan.
Was it?
What? Like,
this date, this time, watch the news. Boom.
Then it happened?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man, that,
That's why they should not publicize who it is.
In fact,
because so it gives them, they like... don't get the satisfaction of the fame.
In fact, someone said, took a picture of a dead girl once and was like, catch me if you can. And the cops, someone on 4chan took that picture and then searched all over Google Maps, took like the GPS from the picture and found it. And then the cops found the body and then they caught the guy.
Good.
Good. Yeah. 4chan doing good.
Guys, I bought a closet.
Yes.
Yay! I'm getting a closet on the 29th. And once we get the closet, we're getting the washer and dryer finally, but I think I've said that like for a month now. And then we're going to get the backsplash, and then we're going to get the wood, and then I think we're done. I think.
Cool.
And we'll have a party. We'll have like 7 parties.
I know, we sent you that thing for the Murphy bed too.
Yes. That I got to look at that again, but that like at that point, Murphy bed's so like down the list.
Because
just needs a
your room will be right functional. Now.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah,
exactly. A Murphy bed just extra.
Exactly. The Murphy bed's a good plus, but I'd rather get everything else done.
So going back to shooting things. No,
oh, my God.
Actually,
bam, 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 bam.
Actually, no, there was a guy in Colorado who got so fed up with his computer, he shot it. He, like, took it down the alley next to his house and, like, shot, like, 7 rounds into it and then got arrested for unlawfully discharging a weapon. Like, how upset do you have to be with a computer to actually shoot it?
What, I hate computers.
What is so upsetting about your computer, Nikki? You don't have a shitty computer.
It does stupid things sometimes. Like, it does that feedback thing. I hate it so much.
That's an issue with your speakers.
It's so annoying.
Okay, we'll just shoot the speakers then.
I would take my speakers out.
Here's the thing,
but they're really nice speakers.
With that kind of thing, though, it's like, at what point do you have that much frustration? Because it's like, oh, I'm so upset. Oh, okay, I'm better, you know? Or it's, oh, I'm so upset. I'm going to take these, bring it out into an alley, go grab my gun, load my gun, cock my gun, aim and shoot it.
Right, walk downstairs
that
with the laptop.
Like, me and my laptop.
Like, your anger is going to cool down by then. At some point during that procedure, you're just like, this is stupid. I'm going to sleep now.
It's like me and my laptop. I'd totally shoot my laptop. Because it's like, I'll be in the middle of writing something and I bump my computer the wrong way, turns off. I'm like,
when it turns out, something's loose in my desktop, and if I hit my desk too hard, it shuts off.
Oh, no.
Same
no.
with Nikki's.
But I gotta
no,
just find
it's with my laptop.
Yeah, with her laptop.
Your pants are really soft.
It was really weird because the time it happened, I bumped my laptop and I was like, "Oh shit!" But then I remembered I have a solid state.
Yeah.
So it, but then it like hit the desk.
Oh,
and that screen got the blue screen. I was like, "What the fuck just happened?" Then I realized if I hit my desk, it blue screen. So there's something loose in there.
Jeez.
No.
So I saw a post that made me want to punch someone in the face.
Uh-huh.
It was this guy who was wearing, like, a suit jacket, a pair of briefs, and, like, a long cape. And they're like what men's superhero costumes would look like if they dressed like women's superheroes. I'm like,
what? I have
guys
a Spider-Man.
Wear latex
I have a Spider-Man costume that's literally
skin
squeezing
tight.
Skin tight.
It's like,
latex.
How the fuck? Like, can you even justify that? Goddamn.
Like, it takes two or three pairs of underwear so
to
that you don't
see
detail.
Religion.
It's just like,
yeah.
Keep that down so it looks...
It's like, how can you even argue that? You are so dumb. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous people, Waka Flocka is running for president.
I heard. I'm super excited to vote for him.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I don't know. Politics. Anyway, so that's when the doctor told me it was contagious. Oh. I used that line last week. Should come up with a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the meatloaf just flew right out the window.
That sounds sexual.
Maybe it was.
Meatloaf.
Maybe and then Joey beef. Found out that he has AIDS.
Oh. Yeah. Man, we used to like say those like as we were walking by a group of people. And the reactions you got from the other guys, what the fuck? It's like great every time.
Oh my god!
Yeah, like when Ben and I were talking, it's like, and you know when you get down to the semantics, Hitler really didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, exactly, same thing.
Somehow I go out in public with you guys. I don't know why or
yeah, me
how.
And Ben had such a great time in Daytona just doing stupid shit.
Oh
like,
my god. Tell us about Daytona.
Yep. Did you see our Snapchat story? Yep. Like extreme, I have the video saved. One day we'll post it. We had like extreme chip eating with like Ben just taking the chips and then dramatically throwing them behind him as he opened the fridge to get the chips and or the dip out. Oh, it was quite
I didn't
phenomenal.
See that one.
Maybe you should piece them together and make like a video out of it.
Montage.
And then I mean, she hit right me in the crotch. No, fuck.
And then she hit you in the crotch?
No, it was like hit in the crotch with a frozen chicken or maybe hit the nun in the crotch with a frozen chicken, I think.
With a rubber chicken?
So, that I could see if I
so, for the record, I shaved. I don't know if we mentioned that yet.
Yes, Austin has shaved.
Everybody at work keeps on making some stupid remarks and comments like, man, you Clark Kent looking ass. Apparently I look
you
like
look
ass,
Clark Kent?
Yeah, I look like, I don't who see is it?
I don't know his name.
Whoever plays Clark Kent?
Another one. That was my burp.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking shaved like that, but no, I'm still like in line. I don't know.
Oh, this isn't going to stay.
It's funny though because you look so different without it because your beard's orange, so it like adds color to your face.
I know everyone's like, "Man, you're just wearing black and stuff now," and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm becoming a Sith."
I'm jealous. Everybody else in the group has an orange beard except for me.
I don't have an orange beard.
But I bet if you grew a beard, it would be orange.
Yeah, probably would.
Well, no, she's not. No, she's not naturally blonde.
So, no, yeah. Blonde people get like the craziest ginger beards, like crazy ginger beards.
Maybe I could dye mine orange. I'm just kidding. I said dye mine orange.
Live action Grand Theft Auto?
Yes, live action Grand Theft Auto.
No, that's not actually live action Grand Theft Auto.
I mean, I can kind of see it. Like, it's not completely outrageous, but
it's like a making of.
No. It's, remember that Facebook movie, The Social Network?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be like that.
Yeah. The making of Grand Theft Auto.
Oh. Which
is still
nearly as cool.
It's still pretty interesting, though, because if you think about it, Grand Theft Auto is a very offensive game.
Yeah.
But also a very popular game. It's like, how do they get that out there? You know, that's very close to this Columbine thing.
Yeah. I'll watch it. I really like the Facebook movie, or The Social Network, I guess it was.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. I watched it a couple times.
Didn't watch it, didn't
Speaking
care.
Of, another movie I watched in Daytona for like the umpteenth time. It's actually way more than 19 times, so that was a bad. Anyway, fired up. Me and Ben said every word.
Oh,
it was
man.
So great.
Still never seen it.
You are missing out. We will have to all watch it soon while Ben and I say every word to the movie.
So this is Brandon Routh.
Brandon Routh. I can kind of see it. It's not completely out there.
Do we have to take a picture of Austin's face
and put it next
to
Brandon Routh? Yeah.
Here. Here's a picture that they used. Hold on. Let's see.
What else happened?
Okay.
But we're talking about taking a... fuck, my phone's over there. Fuck it, I'll use
my
work phone.
God.
Well then, I'm going to use my work phone to take a picture.
Oh, okay.
Your work phone? You have a work phone?
I have a work phone.
It's an iPhone.
Well, let me...
Joey, how dare you? You monster!
Alright, then you have to send me that picture.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. If you just Google Brandon Routh, it's like one of the top eight
okay.
photos.
I will do that then. Yeah, that's going to be quite great.
So
But I was thinking we were probably going to take a company retreat, company paid trip to Daytona because the hotel was really cheap and really nice and had lots of room for activities and had a lazy river and like 7 hot tubs and 4 pools.
Woo!
Don't know why. And
Sounds
it's on the
great.
Beach. And
Sounds
I might
good.
Meet Anna Faith. I never know. I'm going to keep going back
Daytona,
until I do.
But in Daytona's water is like freezing.
But it's summer and...
It's still freezing.
And, like, you'll get used to it
no.
eventually. It's so
no.
worth it. And the pool's heated.
No, and there's sharks.
The pool's heated.
Okay.
You know you're more likely to be struck by lightning than eaten by a shark, I think? Maybe it's more likely to
not,
be eaten by a shark than lightning? I don't
yeah,
remember.
Yeah, I think
the,
you're more but, likely to get bitten by a shark. You don't get eaten, you get bitten. Because they're like, ooh, what's this? Yum. Nope. Bleh.
Whatever, it'll still be fun, and we'll have a great time.
Yeah.
And I didn't even go in the water.
I kind
of want to
see a shark,
time.
Though.
And they have a big slingshot thing. You know
no,
the big slingshot?
Nope,
I totally
nope,
wrote
nope,
it.
Nope, nope, nope,
I have
nope,
a video.
Nope, nope, nope,
we'll
nope.
watch it later.
Look at all that. Nope.
Just for the record, the statistical comparison of lightning to sharks is accurate. You're more likely to be struck by lightning to get bit by a shark.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I have to ask. Does that take into account people who don't go in the water?
I don't know.
You know, like, because obviously if you live in, like, South Dakota, you're not... There's no chance you're bitten by a shark.
Well, you could take a trip to Australia.
Well, I mean, that's probably is statistically true then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing a video. I forgot who it's with, but there was a guy getting into a shark cage, you know, and it's like, hey, don't worry. You're more likely to get struck by lightning than to get bit by a shark. And he gets struck by lightning and then falls into the crate, and then sharks come and get him.
That's fantastic.
I still like sharks. Sharks are cool.
Yeah, but anyway,
I'm psyched about Shark Week.
The slingshot. But yeah, no, the slingshot thing was unexpected. No. Like, I was super nervous going into it. Like,
no.
I was going to pee myself.
No.
But, like, you can see it in the video. Like, there's a point as I'm going up where I just suddenly am relieved. I'm like, no. Oh, this is fantastic. I love this. And then it, like, you get to the top and it just yanks you back down because you're, like, straight. Oh, my God.
Nope,
okay.
Nope.
I think I said oh shit, like, 10 times.
Nope.
Yeah, it was great. I got a t-shirt.
I would like to see it.
It's covered in questionable beverages. but, yeah.
There's not a shirt up there.
Well, it's in my dirty clothes because it's covered in questionable beverages, so. Have to wash it before I can wear it again.
Well, anyways, it's still a no.
And I got a 2 gigabyte flash drive out of it, which I already lost.
Which you've already
Because it had the video in it or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good news is I copied the video before I lost it.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
There was a... Yeah, when I went skydiving, I actually got it on a DVD and a USB drive. So I don't know why.
That's another thing you guys are more than welcome to do. I will wait on the ground where I'm safe.
Yeah, I've got some people who want to go skydiving. I think we're thinking August.
Okay, yeah, the more people you do it with, you'll get a better discount.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
It sounds like you're advertising orgies. Huh. The more people you do it with, the more of a discount you get.
Interesting.
I intentionally left dead air, by the way, because of her comment.
It's okay, I thoroughly enjoyed that dead air. But yeah, I'm all for going skydiving.
Nope.
Especially after like doing the slingshot thing. I think it was a good like preemptive thing.
Yeah.
No.
There was, I haven't been bungee jumping though.
I'm more scared about bungee jumping because you hear
the tension. And stuff.
Yeah. Well, the Gwen cord Stacy? Wrapping around the neck on the, like bouncing back up.
Gwen Interesting. Stacy. Oh, Gwen Stacy.
Oh,
I don't remember that.
Spoilers.
You don't remember?
I haven't seen Spider-Man 2.
Well, no, it's in the comics. Stan Lee talked about it when we went to go see him.
Oh, well, he rambled about a lot of things. No offense to him.
Shut up!
Love you, Stanley.
He didn't even know what
anyway,
it was.
Yeah, you see all those videos on YouTube of people like bungee jumping and then it wrapping around their neck. And then, yeah, so I'm bungee jumping actually scares me more than skydiving.
No.
Yeah.
I like the ground where it is. I like not like smashing into the ground and dying horribly.
Well, skydiving's pretty safe overall.
I like not dying horribly.
For the record, Joey, I would like you to, when you review this podcast... Listen for my farts.
I always do. I always do.
I've been farting.
It's what he lives for.
It's what I live for.
Turn it up. There it is.
there was a couple times when Ben farted where I just like amplified the hell out of them.
Oh, man. And here's a hint. When I first announced, I farted shortly before that. So if you want to go back.
No, I've been hearing them. Don't worry. Are those your glasses? I don't know whose glasses
They're
are.
They're mine now.
They ended up here once. And
they probably belong to your sister.
They're mine now.
Well, Nikki can take them, especially if they're my sister's.
No.
Shut up.
That's true. You should probably wash them first, disinfect them, okay, maybe light them on fire.
Disinfect them.
Just, like, flame them on.
You look like someone I would not want to spend time with. Because you have, like, no personality.
I have the best personality.
Sounds like she has over-the-top ridiculous personality.
I have the most best over-the-top
the most personality.
Ridiculous personality. And you know it. No, go away. They're mine.
Anyways,
Got
so
my hated blackers on.
Google's Project Fi came out today.
Oh yeah.
That
sounds so much better than Project Fi.
Yeah.
Fi.
I think of it like a fidelity, like Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I think it is like Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
And I also like it because it's spelled the same way as Link's companion in the Skyward Sword.
Okay.
The little blue thing that's kind of like Navi.
Yeah, but it's exciting, but it's only Nexus 6 right now, which is
right
kind
now,
of a
yeah.
downer. But I know.
Have you seen the coverage map?
Well, holy shit, dude, the coverage map is glorious.
In the southeast, at least.
Yeah, in the southeast. Like, I mean, all of, like, Tampa, like, everywhere I go was solid green. There was no, like, a little bit of yellow over here, solid green.
I don't
green.
Even know what you're talking about.
Okay, so Google released a mobile network, much like Sprint and T-Mobile. Actually, it uses Sprint
and T-Mobile. I was going to say, it is Sprint and T-Mobile together.
So they take Sprint and T-Mobile towers. And you pay them for service just like Sprint and T-Mobile. Here's the interesting thing, okay? You pay $20 for a base service. phone and texting. Okay. Now
that's all you can talk, all you can text.
Yeah. And
nude picture is not included.
Yeah. Because you can, for each gigabyte of data you use, it's $10. So let's say you just want to use 1 gig, okay? That's $30 a month. Now, let's say you pay for 5 gigs a month, okay? So that's $70 a month, mm-hmm. okay? Now, if you don't use all 5 gigs, like let's say you just use 3, they won't charge you that extra stuff you have.
Ooh.
They will refund you.
Although it's cool, but the price isn't as competitive as I thought it would be, because I pay $150 for 15 gigabytes shared on my plan.
Interesting.
So, which would equate to the same.
But then again, 15, oh, shared, okay.
Yeah, so $150 for 3 people, 15. I don't know how their shared plans work. So the pricing wasn't nearly as competitive as I was hoping for, but the fact that they refund it, most people, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Like my dad, that would be great for him.
Yeah.
Problem is that since he shares it with me and my sister, that, you know, especially my sister, that she's like 8 gigabytes this month.
That's ridiculous. What does she do? I mean, I don't even use 8 gigabytes.
It's a fucking Snapchat bug that I had to like yell at her for 2 weeks to fix before she'd actually
data
do it.
Usage.
She's like, well, I can't not Snapchat. It's like, it doesn't disable Snapchat. It just turns off the background
data. How do people even use Snapchat that much? Like, I use Snapchat all the time.
Well, no. There is a bug that ever since they added the Discover feature to Snapchat, where it's like Discover other mm-hmm. shit, I've never actually used it.
Mine didn't update.
There's a bug where it downloads all these Snapchat videos in the background, and like I used 2 gigabytes a couple months ago when I found out about it. I was like, holy shit, I better check. And I was like, damn. And that's what my sister's was doing, and it used way more.
Mine's not updated, so.
Yeah, just for the record, I typically use 2 gigs.
Really?
Yeah.
I am disappointed, Austin.
But I'm almost always on Wi-Fi. Like, I use 10 gigs on Netflix last month.
Gotcha. See, I use about 6. I use 32% of 15 this month.
I'm never on Wi-Fi because
be
stupid schools won't let me go on friggin' Facebook or Tumblr.
The part of the Google Fi thing is that there's networks all over the place it will automatically connect to, even if you don't have the login information for it. Google somehow worked out their Google magic so that you can connect and use that Wi-Fi without having to do anything. And it auto drops from LTE to Wi-Fi for phone calls and stuff.
Really?
So it'll automatically change
now here,
as the signals change.
I don't like that.
Why not?
Sprint does that. It optimizes, you know, the different data usage.
Sunglasses.
No.
I can't see.
So
now.
It optimizes.
I'm going to do a In the Dark podcast.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Bum, bum, bum.
Who are we talking to?
I don't know.
So this is like how the viewers see us.
Yeah, this is like a live stream right now. We're listening. Yeah.
We should record ourselves like video wise with the lights off like that. So you can only see like vague silhouettes from the PC light. Mac light, sorry.
I kind of hate that term though, because PC is personal computer.
Yeah.
I would consider this a personal computer.
Yeah. So, just for reference, I use 38 gigabytes on Wi-Fi last month.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi.
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 And that's because I like stream music.
So, why don't you like the whole dropping from LTE or like automatically going back and forth between Wi-Fi?
Oh, that's right. I'm trying to pull it up so I can see Sprint's version of it. The way they do it is basically, you know, it'll switch back and forth, but that means it's constantly searching.
Interesting.
So even if your Wi-Fi is off, it'll constantly search for Wi-Fi to,
and
you know, make
it
better. It kills my battery so much, and it doesn't always optimize the signal.
Gotcha. You know? Okay. Well, hopefully, since it's Google this time, it's better at that. And I can imagine, now I'm pulling this out of my ass. I have no facts to back this up. Perhaps that's why it's only the Nexus 6. Maybe the Nexus 6 has the technology to optimize the checking without demolishing your battery.
The Connections Optimizer manages and enhances your data experience by finding and connecting remembered Wi-Fi networks on your device, and if applicable, Sprint 4G network, Sprint Wi-Fi networks, and Sprint partner Wi-Fi networks. So it'll partner with, you know, or it'll connect to partnered Wi-Fi networks. So it's constantly searching. And on my S4, there was a bug to where it would always enable in the background. Even after I disabled it and cleared the end-user license agreement, it's still enabled.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nikki, we've lost you, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to talk about?
I think we need a new segment.
What segment?
Like drunk history, but we'll just talk about lore.
Ben and I were talking about
and
having
history.
A sober version of that, so it could
and
totally
history.
Happen. Okay. Well, you are art history, so that,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was just reading Norse mythology. I'm like, this would be a really hilarious subject to talk about drunk, because there's a lot of funny shit in Norse mythology.
There may or may not be a series coming out on a particular date already scheduled in the future for a released video where a particular drunk member of the squad, I call this a squad for dramatic effect,
with okay. squad,
explains the theory of relativity while intoxicated.
Interesting.
Yeah. And password entropy. Also fascinating. Mm. Very fascinating topics.
Yes. We should do this. Because it would be funny. For the lols.
I wanted to segue into another piece that Google's doing that's not well known. And I just wanted to glide over that, but, you know.
Project Ara?
Passing my hater blockers.
No. Oh. The, I have to figure out what it's called now.
Give to me my hater blockers before it is you called start your nerd rambling.
Google Contributor. Did you hear about that?
No.
No, Nikki.
Yes, give me that.
No.
Yes, Nikki.
So, Google Contributor, you can basically pay a certain amount of money a month, okay?
Okay.
Oh,
God damn it. He's gonna knock shit off the desk.
So, what does Google get most of its money from?
Advertising.
Okay, how do websites stay up? Typically advertising.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people put ads up. And most people don't like ads, so they put ad blocker on.
Right.
Now, the only person that they're hurting is the website that they're visiting, you know? And right. if it's like an independent comic artist, that hurts them, you know?
Right.
So what Google's allowing now is something called Google Contributor, where like you can put up, not up to, but like one of their scale is $10, which is one of the higher scales.
Okay.
And $10 will wipe out 50% of the ads on the websites you visit the most. $10 a month, I think.
Wait, you pay Google $10.
Yes.
Google then removes ads.
They see the websites you track a lot.
And it gives them the money as if they were getting ad revenue.
Yes. It gives those.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
But like the website maker still has the ads on their site. But Google doesn't have those ads show up for you 50% of the time.
Okay, so it basically, I admit, I use uBlock. I know I'm a bad person for it, but I use uBlock. So, but if I wanted to still contribute monetarily to the websites I visit, I could pay this fee.
Yes.
That's a cool idea.
And it would fund the user. Or it would fund the website creator.
At the same time, Facebook, I have mixed feelings about giving money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
And so it's like,
if you can pick and choose.
Yeah, can I like filter out certain websites I don't want to have my ad revenue? Yeah. Or like, well, I guess they wouldn't show up on my most frequent list. Like, I don't have problems giving money to Reddit or.
Or like a comic. I mean,
like a comic. Exactly.
I visit like 20 comic pages. And I feel bad because I view it on RSS. And
right, you don't get the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Nikki. You bring up something.
She looks stupid anyways with those glasses on.
I've got my hater blockers
on. Hey, you know what? At least she doesn't have the stupid, like, fucking lined ones.
Yeah.
Like, man, you wear a striped shirt and you disappear. Fucking camouflage. It's great.
Those are great.
No, they're not. God, no. Go on, Nikki. What do you want to talk about with your lovely glasses?
I don't know. Why are you putting me on the spot?
Because you're all, like, nerds and we're trying to, like, include you in here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just talked about Google again.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, well, they just like launched an entire wireless network today. That's pretty important news.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nikki,
if
you could use your phone for $30 a month, would you?
You. I like you.
Shut up.
Oh, that was sweet.
I could be so much meaner and you know it.
Yeah, so potentially, actually, price-wise, I guess it's the same price.
Yeah, that's
because I mean with Sprint I'm paying like $70 a month for unlimited everything, but Sprint's right. a shitty network. I don't get two networks out of it.
Right, and that was kind of the counter argument a lot of people were making. It was like for T-Mobile, it's like, well, I can get unlimited internet and then like slow internet after this number of.
Yeah, actually, no. If you go over, you can still get
with Google. You can.
Yeah.
No, their counter argument was like T-Mobile. It's like yeah, but for this cost, like $60 or $70,
yeah,
I have 5 gigabytes. And then after that, I just have unlimited slow internet.
I like it because it's in tiers. Like, if you have 1 gig for your
plan. Well, I like that it's linearly tiered. It's $10 per gig.
Yeah. And if you use 1 gig and then you use an extra gig, they charge you $10, but you can use that entire gig if you want.
Right. And whatever you don't use, you get back.
I didn't know if you went over, they would do that.
Yeah, from the sounds of it, it seems like it's pretty much per gigabyte.
Okay.
I feel like turning off the lights just so she can't take selfies.
You know, these glasses are really ugly.
Yeah. I wasn't lying to you.
They're kind of ugly.
I wasn't lying to you.
I need a new pair of sunglasses.
Oh, God, not those.
I'll get you sunglasses, Nikki.
I'm thinking about buying sunglasses. A suit. Austin, you want to buy a suit with me?
Sure. I mean, look how I'm dressed now. I'll dress nice.
Yeah, man, I want like a double-breasted suit.
You guys can go out and wear suits, and it's totally cool. I go out and wear a dress, everyone's like, what the fuck? Why are you wearing a dress?
All right, you never wear dresses, though. If we went to the mall and you wore a sundress, I'd have been like, hey, look at my girlfriend, she's so hot.
And you don't say, hey, look at my girlfriend, she's so hot, normally? You should be saying that when I'm in my fucking pajamas.
Oh, shit. Nope. She got in dangerous territory.
I'm scared. She went to the movies with me once, and she was wearing pajamas. I'm like, okay, if you're going to go dress like that, I'm going to go dress like this.
I dressed
like this. Sweatpants are your pajamas. It's the same thing.
I sweat when I lay in the bed.
You know what always aggravates me is like when I go to the movies with a girl who's like, who I'm friends with, like who there's no reason to like impress me or anything.
Yeah.
And they like put on makeup and all these nice clothes to go to the goddamn movies. Like, we're going to go sit in a dark room and watch a movie for 2 hours and then we're going to go home. It doesn't need to take you 90 minutes to get ready.
I gave up on makeup and doing my hair and stuff.
No, we can
mostly
tell.
Because my hair fucking sucks.
Yeah, I don't do my makeup anymore either, Austin. You?
Yeah. I mean, I do. But...
little mascara there.
Huh? Yeah, you got glitter on my arm from one
Yay!
Night.
Cute.
I was talking to somebody. Glitter. Like, someone's like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. And they were talking about how I shouldn't. I got to watch out for a cop that was parked out in our yard because, you know, the cop crap going on. Uh-huh. And I said, no, I'm safe. And I pointed out my arm saying I'm white. And I pointed out my arm and I happened to point at the only piece of glitter in my body. I'm like, I'm safe. And the guy's like, what? You're glittery? I'm like, what?
God damn it. Where does glitter come from? Glitter? Yeah. You know, we talked about that, your glitter bomb thing when we were at the hotel this week. And we're like, yeah, our friend Nikki, she's got this like weird glitter bath bomb shit.
Fetish.
We should totally.
Nikki's got a glitter fetish.
Put that in the hot tub. Just imagine putting a hot tub full of glitter.
Die. If that wasn't like,
especially at a cheerleading competition.
If that wasn't like $10, I would say go do it.
$10? Like, I'd buy 5 of them so that the whole hotel is all walking around glitterily. Think of all like the angry people who are just like angry while sparkling.
That would be.
Oh, another thing that happened in Daytona. Okay, so it's the first night there. There's 5 of us in the hot tub. We're just kind of sitting there, not really doing anything exciting. Okay. And this piece of paper falls from. Up above us because like the hot tub was like beneath the balconies
Sorry
or whatever
okay.
I was like what the fuck whatever and then Close this drunk lady legs. From like downstairs because there was like the hot tub and then there was a little bit of a layer down and she like comes up and is like did you see a note fall and I was like yeah and then I didn't really hear what she said I was like you should probably go pick it up just like making a joke and I guess and then she was like well you don't have to be so rude and I guess she was asking me to pick it up for her. Which I probably would have done if I had heard her, but I really didn't hear her, so I didn't give a shit. And I was like, okay, whatever. No big deal. And then, so we're sitting there for like half an hour talking about whatever. Probably the glitter bomb thing was at that point in time. Anyway, and then the bitch gets her husband, who threw the letter down, comes up to the hot tub and was like, you could have picked up my letter. You don't have to be so rude. You got anything else nice you want to say or rude you want to say? It's like, what the fuck, bitch? Trying to think I remember. I don't remember what I said.
Well, you were clearly not punched in the face.
Yeah, no, I was not punched in the face. No, I did say something pretty smooth and great. I was pretty impressed with myself, but I don't remember what it was now. I wish I would have said, though, when like she asked, because she asked like 3 times about, like, will you have anything else? Or just says, like, yeah, if you were in better shape, you could have just walked up the 10 flights of stairs, or the 10 steps of stairs to get it yourself. That would have been the perfect one.
Even better, walk down. It's easier.
Well, no, she had to walk up because she was, like, at the level below us, and she had to walk up to get it, but again, it was, like, 10 steps. Okay. But she was already there. It was, like...
Oh, I thought you said 10 flights of stairs.
I did say 10 flight. I meant 10 steps. It wasn't a big walk. It was, like...
Yeah.
I mean, if I was, like, sitting on my desk versus on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, in other news, I cut my toe open.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I dropped my freaking, my coaster that's, like, the slabs of... What are those?
It's some type of rock. A gate is
I dropped it and I was like oh shit whatever there's a couple pieces oh they're fine I move and I'm like ow 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 There's a little sliver of glass in my toe. I'm like, ah!
That's great. That's great.
I've been wounded.
I have to go to the hospital. I can never join the army now.
Just this little dot of blood. It's like, ah, I'm dying. I sent him a message. I'm like, I cut my foot. I'm dying.
So where are we going to dinner tonight?
I don't know.
Fridays again?
I like Fridays.
I'm liking Fridays. I want to continue to try out the menu. It's...
Although I would not like to pay for all that crap.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, all the appetizers and whatnot. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not ashamed to say the price. I paid $30 last time, which is a pretty nice ago. Price. Yeah, 2 times ago. And then last time when I was with Nikki, I was like, okay, I'm going to get a steak also, and we can get appetizers. That was $60.
Yeah, big difference.
Because the appetizers are $8 a piece.
Right, which is a normal appetizer price, but we're used to half-off appetizers so we can get the meal.
Yeah.
But again, I like Friday's food so much more than Applebee's. Yeah. I'd rather nix out on the appetizers and just get a really good entree and not feel like crap on the way home.
Yeah, I'm not rushing to get home to use the toilet.
It's very true.
And I happen to like their Long Island iced teas.
And you gave their bathrooms a solid 4 out of 10 review.
Oh my god, I wanted to send you guys a review of the bathroom at the school.
You should have.
I was just going to be like, I was at work. I was just going to be like, smells like shit. Tiny.
Because when I was in Daytona, I left the review like pretty much exactly based on yours of the bathroom hotel. And I was like, yeah, we'll shit here again.
I did shit there again.
It was so similar to mine, I thought you just copied and pasted
it. I did. I copied and pasted it, and then I changed some stuff to make it actually how mine was.
Yeah, so like you were like one bathroom, blah, 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 and I was like, he just copied and pasted it? What?
Yeah, I pretty much did. It was great.
Sorry.
I feel like that would be something on our Frosted Gaming Twitter, just like rape bathrooms of places that we go to.
I did a weird
thing. Like when we go to like the hotel for MetroCon, just like bathroom rating.
MetroCon bathrooms. Solid 6 out of 10. Would use again.
Well, see, that's a thing to me. Like, I will consider going certain places based on the bathroom.
See, I don't use public bathrooms, so I don't... I'll pee anywhere. I will not poop in a public bathroom.
Well, also with like hotels.
I'll cry and poop in a public bathroom.
I will poop in a hotel bathroom if it's like in the hotel room. I will not poop in like a lobby bathroom.
Well, like, okay. The only discriminatory mark when I went to go see our lovely friend Kat when I was in Texas, I went up there and I took a hotel. What was it? It was a Best Western Plus, which is a business one.
Okay, yeah.
And it's huge. There was a couch in there. Okay.
Yeah, you guys should have seen the hotel room that we were at this time. It was great. Like, you think the like full kitchen we had in Innsbruck was nice or ShadowCon? This had like a full kitchen, dishwasher, stove, oven.
Didn't ours, Nikki?
Ours didn't have like a dishwasher or anything.
No, I mean when we went to
it did.
Daytona.
Yeah, and our Daytona. What hotel did you say it in Daytona?
Oh, that's right.
Same one.
What is it called?
I don't remember. It was $140 a night.
Was it an underground parking lot? Like, you had to go down into a dip into a
gate? You could have.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Was it right next to Ocean Avenue?
Yes!
Yes!
Parking
yes!
Right.
Okay. Yes! Yes!
That was it! Because me and Ben were leaving the parking garage, and it's like, Ocean Avenue! And then we played the song the whole way home! It was great!
Oh, my God!
That's the hotel you want to stay at? Yes. Good, that's the hotel we want to stay at! Yes!
Oh, my God!
Oh, man, I'm so excited. I feel like we should call Ben, but he's in practice.
Oh, man.
Yes, because we left the parking garage to get to Ocean Avenue. Oh, man. But that's where we stayed. That's where we had all of our activities. And, yeah, because it's right next to the band shell, which is, like, the building next door, right?
I think so,
Probably...
It's close by to it.
Yeah, we had a walk. It was walking distance.
It was within walking distance.
You probably... It turns out if you go to the pool, the far side of the pool actually back ups to the back of the Ocean Center... you know what? That's technically the band shell. It's right next to the band shell. Because that's where we competed. Like, no joke, like, we walked out to the pool, and then we were in the band shell, which is where we were competing. It was like, yeah, so when do we have to be there? Oh, like, 2 minutes? Okay. Yeah, it was really great. But that's awesome. Cool. So that's where we are talking about going for a business trip.
Nice. Yeah.
This is affordable.
When is this business trip?
Sometime over the summer.
Eventually.
It's got to be when I'm here.
Yeah, because she's going to be in, like, Chicago and stuff.
Yep. Yeah, we'll plan out the schedule and all that stuff.
I know, and I would invite you guys to come with, but we have a wedding, so.
I could be a wedding crasher.
Crasher?
I really don't know where.
All right, well, let's go to dinner.
We'll discuss that later.
Yeah, we'll plan out our weekends. thing. Oh, we have fans now. We have people like asking, yay! Like all these people, like me and Ben were talking about what we're doing. Like, we at MetroCon. Oh my god, I'm going to be there. I want to go see you. You awesome. Like, yeah, you want a shirt? We got shirts. Cool. Take this shirt right off. I'm just kidding.
Be like, send us questions to answer at MetroCon.
Yeah, so it sounds like we actually have a good crowd coming. It's going to be awkward though because I like knowing the people at the panel seems kind of weird. But yeah, I guess you got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, because you got to figure the people who'd come to the panel would be like fans.
I know
from Twitch,
my mom,
who I would consider kind of knowing.
My mom is like, oh my god, when are
I know
you
my mom
doing?
Too. Like,
your mom and my mom can hang out.
Yeah. Not my mom.
Not Austin's mom.
Don't say too but much. My father listens to the podcast, and if you are, that's a little weird.
All right, let's go. We'll talk about dinner and stuff. Love you guys. Oh, I'm Joey, and this is podcast 69. Now, how the fuck did we not celebrate podcast 69?
We are. We're going to go have drinks.
Woo!
Yeah, but like we didn't make a single 69 joke the whole podcast.
God damn
it. All right.
To be fair, we didn't know. I'm Austin.
Could you imagine not knowing, like, in the middle of a 69? Just like, what's going on?
All right, I'm 69.
Or until the end. Oh, this is a 69. That's not your mouth.